Mark Searby is my guest this afternoon. We're talking the best stroke worst films of 2017. And I went through Wikipedia earlier because I saw your tweet saying you'd be on and what you were doing. I thought, well, let's grab the top 10 grossing films and just get your bite-size review of them. Okay. Pirates of the Caribbean, you said the title had changed, so you've already covered that, really.
Yeah.
No one likes Johnny Depp as a drunken pirate.
No, we're bored with it now. We're bored with it.
So that answers the question, what should we do with the drunken sailor?
There we go, yeah. In a moth.
Wonder Woman.
Yes, loved it.
Yeah?
Loved it. Came out of nowhere. People were unsure what was going to happen with it, and it turned out to be an empowering comic book movie. Not just for females. I mean, I came out of there thinking, I'm going to lift up a tank. It really is a good film.
I want a dustbin lid as a shield.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. Give me that shield.
$821 million that one took. You came in to review this one. I was on a few months back. Thor, Ragnarok.
Yes. Good fun. Wasn't too sure about it. They finally made Thor a humorer character. You know, he's got a lot of humour in there. And it's the He-Man film I've been waiting for.
Or Hammerman, as I called him.
You can call him Hammerman, it's no problem. But yeah, no, I really enjoyed it. It was Marvel deciding, you know what, we don't have to be serious.
Number 7, Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2.
Oh, I hated it. I do you know what? I went and saw it at the press screen and thought, is it me? I don't really know, because there was a lot of people coming out. I went and saw it again a couple of days later, went and paid to see it. Came away thinking, no, it's definitely just me who hates this film. It felt like a film that was being led by the music choices rather than the storyline.
Wolf Warrior 2 at number 6.
Wolf Warrior 2?
Yeah.
Oh, I've not even seen it.
870 million. It's very close, from 10 to 4, it's all about 800 million.
Yeah,
so
no,
it's very,
do you know
very
what?
Close.
You saying that Wolf Warrior 2? Yes, I do know of it. Yes, I actually have seen the first film, but I haven't seen that.
Spider-Man Homecoming.
Oh, lots of fun. Lots and lots of fun that finally put A real teenage boy in Spider-Man, basically, because we know who Spider-Man is, but we don't really know who Peter Parker is. So we actually get a coming-of-age tale for Peter Parker. And I really enjoyed it. And also, it doesn't do that thing that Marvel seemed to do, which is, let's have a big explosion where cities and things are burning at the end. No, it's just got a very nice, entertaining finale between two characters.
And the final film that didn't make it past the $1 billion mark at number 4, Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Well, it's going to make it, isn't it, now? I mean, we've got a couple more days and they seem to think that it's actually going to end up as the number one film.
It made a bucket load on its first weekend, didn't it?
Unsurprising.
Yeah.
Unsurprising. You know, I absolutely loved it. I know that it's really split people. Some people actively hate it. I loved it. I love the fact that it took chances. I love the fact that all of the old characters still had good story arcs. I love the fact that the new characters are slowly being brought in more and more. It just went places that I didn't expect a Star Wars film to go to.
And thus far, 11 o'clock this morning, taking $1,033,000,000, Despicable Me 3 at number 3.
Despicable, I didn't like the first two films, I've got to say. I don't like Minions either, I just don't get it. Despicable Me 3 pulled me in and actually won me over. I thought it was very, very funny. I think because the villain of the piece is from the 80s, so there's lots of cool 80s gadgets. I had an absolute blast with it, didn't expect to.
$1.235 billion, very close between 1 and 2. Number 2, The Fates of the Furious.
Fast and the
Furious.
Yeah, Fast and the Furious 8. Well past its sell-by date. Incredibly boring, apart from the interaction between Jason Statham and The Rock, who have now got their own spin-off. This film's 2.5 hours. You only need to see the scenes between the Statham and The Rock. The rest of it's boring. This is how bad this film is. Right at the beginning, Vin Diesel is driving a car that's on fire through the streets of Cuba, and he must be driving this car for about 5 minutes, and then right at the end, he tumbles out of it and he gets up and he hasn't got a scratch or a burn on him.
It's like A-Team accidents.
Well, yeah, kind of. I know we're not meant to take it seriously. I know it's meant to be tongue-in-cheek, but come on, let's have some realism somewhere.
And just pipping it at $1.263 billion, Beauty and the Beast at number one.
Yeah, now, here's the thing with this. I'm not a fan of Disney doing these live-action remakes of classic cartoons that they've done. But I have to say, Beauty and the Beast was phenomenal. Just wonderful. You know, from start to finish, it was a Disney princess film that didn't feel like one. And the great thing is that Beauty she's always in rags. There's only one moment where she actually gets to put on a ball gown, and not 10 minutes later she's ripping it off because she's like, this is me, take me as I am. And I'm like, that is a really good point to make in this. Thoroughly enjoyed it. I've seen it 3 times now.